Hello.
Good evening. My name is Marcos. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
Okay. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? Will you say you're definitely going to vote, you are very likely to vote, or you are somewhat likely to vote, or not very likely to vote, or not at all likely to vote, or not registered to vote?
What a choice, but the answer is I will. Everything.
Okay. And what is your age? Are you between the ages of 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Easily over 65.
Okay. And generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Grand Traverse County, you're talking about.
Yes, Grand Traverse County.
As the Board of Commissioners.
Yes, sir. We think they're
going in the leadership is going in the wrong direction. A few members
okay.
are going in the right direction who were recently elected.
Okay. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballots this November. Please indicate how you will vote on it. The proposal is called a proposal for non-motorized trails of millage. The proposal reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of $0.65 million, which is 65 cents per $1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancements of non-motorized trails within the county. This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against of this proposal?
Well, if the trail system involves a portion of the Tartan Trail that goes adjacent to West Bay that's paved, because my wife is in a wheelchair and we walk there all the time, the answer is yes.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Well, let's say probably. I'll hedge it.
Okay. Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Gee,
in the simpler voice.
I thought I just said yes.
Yes. In this case, in the simpler words that I broke it down to, and would that be still a probably yes or a definite yes?
You're leading me down the trail that you're talking to fund. Yeah, put me down as a yes. Okay?
As a definitely?
Yeah.
Or a probably?
Can I go now?
It would take a few more minutes, sir. This survey is very important to us, but if you do not have the time at the moment, I can return the call to you whenever you have good 10 minutes.
No, I don't want a return call, please. I get enough.
Or if you could please help us with the survey.
Keep going.
Okay. Now, if you knew this proposal will cost an average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes, because I'll probably be dead.
And would that be a definitely or a probably? A yes in favor.
Definitely. Okay. Can we keep going?
Okay, as mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I'm going to read a few opinions that I have on it. You let me know which one comes closer to your opinion. The opinions read, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $5 million per year, which would cost an average homeowner $105 per year. The next opinion reads, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. The next opinion reads, I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and the cost and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. The next opinion reads, I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Which opinion comes closest to yours?
Gee whiz, I'm for it.
You will be with the current amount with $9 per year.
Yeah.
Okay. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family in improving public education and local schools, improving local roads and infrastructure, protecting water quality and water supply, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, reducing traffic and congestion, making housing more affordable, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, and controlling growth and development. Which one would you say they should focus on the most?
Goodness gracious. Well, it's between infrastructure and housing.
Okay. Would you like
to know which one? I'll just say infrastructure. Because
okay.
As the population expands, we definitely need to have important services to keep up with the increasing population and additional developments. Otherwise, the developments just aren't going to survive. So if we improve the infrastructure, then the housing can follow. If we don't improve the infrastructure, the housing can't follow. How about that?
Understood, sir. You will now be giving a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. I'm going to go ahead and read the following organizations. Grand Traverse County Government, would you be very favorable or unfavorable regarding that organization?
I would be favorable if the next election changes the leadership of the commission.
And
right
would you
now,
say you?
Right now, I'm unfavorable.
Right now, you are unfavorable, and would that be a somewhat unfavorable or a very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, and what about your city or township governments?
Very favorable.
And what about the Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails? TART Trails?
Very favorable.
Okay. And do you think that Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
I say about right.
If approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board and Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? Would you say you would definitely trust or definitely not trust or probably do not trust or probably trust?
Yeah, probably trust. I mean, if the money's earmarked for the trail system, they can't throw it on any other item. So that would be
okay.
A limitation.
Okay. There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. To plan and construct new trails, would you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I'll say somewhat approved. I think maintaining the existing trails should be number one.
Okay. And what about to promote recreational opportunities? Would you strongly approve or...
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve?
Because, my wife's handicapped, so we're sort of limited on what recreation things we can do.
Okay. And to increase non-motorized transportation options, would you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
There aren't too many options. It's either bikes or cars. somewhat approve.
Okay. And to protect open space from residential and commercial developments, would you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approved, as long as... land planning on a large scale is accomplished.
Okay.
I know.
And what about to
put that down?
Okay. And what about to promote health and wellness? Would you strongly approve, somewhat approve, or somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Oh dear, somewhat approved. I'm not too sure what promote means, but
somewhat approve?
Sort of approve. Yeah,
okay.
Somewhat approve.
Okay. And now what about to promote local economic developments?
Strongly approve.
Okay, and to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks, would you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I don't know what connectivity means, but I'll strongly approve.
And what about to increase accessibility to natural areas and open space? Would you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
And to maintain existing trails, would you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve. I think I already made that clear, but okay.
Okay. And what about to provide...
I'm getting hungry. I want to make dinner.
Or, like I mentioned to you, sir, it is very important to us, but I can definitely return the call to you within a few minutes.
I don't want a return call, please.
Or I'm going to try to... I'm going
to
try to make it brief. I'm going to try to make it between 5 to 10 minutes the most, sir. I'm going to try to make it really brief. Remember that your opinion is very important, sir.
Keep going.
Okay. And to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling, would you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Okay. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Ensuring the current trail network in Traverse County is well maintained, or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for school, for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County?
Well, I think I've said that before. Maintenance is more important.
Okay. And you will now be given a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan construction of and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each would make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. I'm gonna go ahead and read to you the proposals. A citizens oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensures the funds are administered for their intended purposes. Would you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely approve this?
I'd be more likely to approve it.
Okay, and what about the following statement? There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. Would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely with that statement?
Somewhat more likely. The proof of the pudding will be the results of the spending that you see physically. Rather than, some kind of report, I guess.
Okay.
I see it myself.
Okay. And what about the following statement? The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds. Would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, or somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support that statement?
Well, it would be a more robust fund if that happened, so I'd be more likely.
More likely, you said?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. And there will be a, the following statement reads, there will be full public disclosure of all project spending. Would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support that statement?
Is there a neutral in there?
If it makes no difference, you can also...
Makes no difference, yeah. Makes no difference.
Okay. Now you will be given some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The following reads. In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors and be physically active and have healthier lifestyle. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not so convincing, or not at all convincing?
I think it'd be very convincing. With a denser living environment, people are going to need... More collective outdoor opportunities. How about that?
Okay. Understood. And what about the following statement? Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs. Would this be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to support these statements?
Well, if indeed they do that, that would be strongly convincing.
And what about the following statements? This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
I think it would be very convincing.
And what about the following statement? $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not so convincing, or not at all convincing to support that statement?
Probably not so convincing because it's everybody's in an economic pinch these days with things costing so much.
Okay. And what about the following statement? Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal would help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not so convincing, or not at all convincing to vote yes in favor of this?
I'd say somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing.
Personally, somewhat convincing.
Okay. And what about the following statements? This proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors. Would this be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote yes in favor?
Very convincing.
Now, what about the following statements? This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote yes in favor?
Well, in my situation, it would be very convincing.
Okay. And now what about the following statements? This proposal would improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby. Would this be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote yes in favor?
Very convincing.
Now, what about the following statements? This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams. Would it be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote yes in favor?
Very convincing.
What about the following statement? Grand Traverse County's trail network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal would add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails. Would this be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote yes in favor?
The funding particulars I'm not particularly interested in, so I'd say not so convincing.
Okay. And what about the following statements? This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do. Would this statement be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote yes in favor?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, You will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal, now that you heard everything I just mentioned to you?
I vote yes.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Definitely.
Okay. Now you will be given some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The following statement reads, there are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote no against this proposal?
I guess if I understand it, that statement as a argument for not voting.
That is correct to say statement.
I would still vote for it.
Okay, so it will be not at all convincing to vote no, correct?
Correct.
Okay. The following statement reads, there are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote no against this proposal?
Not at all convincing.
Okay. And what about the following statement? This proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic, congestion, and too much growth. Would this be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote no against this proposal?
Not at all convincing.
What about the following statement? This proposal would raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million. Would this be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote no against this proposal?
Well, I hope it's not $43 million per taxpayer. I'll say not at all convincing.
Okay. Remember that the $43 million at this with the proposal they are giving, it is of $90 per year per taxpayer.
Yeah.
Okay. This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill. Would this be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote no against this proposal?
I'm not sure I understand. The additional money would back private developers, you said?
This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill. Would this be very
at all?
Okay.
I'm an advocate of public planning rather than private people coming in and doing anything they want. So the more land is controlled by public individuals that are elected and do represent the public, I think that's in the public interest. Rather than have rampant development without any controls. Anyway, keep going.
Okay. What about the following statement? This proposal will give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects. Would this be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to vote no against this proposal?
I'd say somewhat convincing. with the current leadership of the commission, of the county commission. But
okay.
Hey, if the next election gets rid of the current leadership, then the statement would not be convincing at all, but I'll say somewhat convincing.
Okay. What about the following statements? With inflation, high gas prices, raising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes. Would this be very convincing, somewhat convincing, not so convincing, or not at all convincing to vote no against this proposal?
I'll say somewhat convincing. My wife's in assisted living, so I'm paying for two houses now. But using inflation as an excuse to limit needed progress, I'm tired of hearing that. So, I'm going to say not convincing at all.
Okay. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I vote in favor of it.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Put me down for definitely.
Okay. Now you will be giving a statement to complete in your own words. The statement reads, if I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is, and you have to complete it with your own words. Once again, I'm going to read it again. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is, and you follow it with your own words, and I'm going to note it down.
Okay, if my budget situation changes between now and voting time so that I simply can't afford it, that would be the only reason I would vote against it.
Okay, hold me one second. Just bear with me for a second. Okay, it is noted down. And before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse County impose a renewal of the previously approved $1 million for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repairs and improvement millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvements of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved and levied in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Well, that's what we're paying now, right? I mean, it's just a renewal of what we're paying now.
Yes, it's as you stated, sir, a renewal.
Yeah, so it wouldn't increase it. Yeah, I'd be in favor of it.
And would that be probably or definitely yes in favor?
Definitely, because I'm in favor of infrastructure maintenance.
Okay. I am now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish for confidential purposes. Just to be sure we have a representative sample, regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? For Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or someone else?
Are you kidding me? Voted for Biden.
Okay. And with which political party are you affiliated? Republican, Democrat, Independent, unaffiliated, or some other political party?
Well, I'm not particularly affiliated, but I registered as a, you know, when I vote in the primary, I always vote the Democratic ballot.
Okay. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Hey, I went to University of Michigan, which means I'm a liberal.
And would that be somewhat liberal or very liberal?
I'll say somewhat. I do have conservative tendencies, but generally.
You mentioned that you graduated from a university. You said, and what is the last grade of education that you have completed? Is it less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college trade school, college graduate with a associate's or 2-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or 4-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
It's sort of in between. It's a professional degree. So let's call it a bachelor, but it's a 5-year professional degree. Yeah.
Or would you like me to note it down as a postgraduate degree?
Make it a postgraduate degree.
Okay.
A little farther than a regular bachelor.
Okay. And do you own or rent the home that you are currently living in?
Own it.
And do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
No.
And what is your main racial background? African American, Black, Hispanic, Asian, Asian American, White Caucasian, or other?
White.
Okay, this concludes our survey, sir. Thank you very much for your participation. Once again, sir, your opinion is very important. Thanks again for your help. You have yourself
sit through this whole thing.
I'm glad we made it through, sir. I thank you so much, okay? You have yourself a great meal, and thank you so much, and have a great night as well, okay?
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye.